Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Choo-Choo Coleman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the New York Mets, Robert Lane Miller. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas throws the ball into Neal, who tags Keene trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Neal moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Throneberry reaches second base with a double. Alou throws the ball into Hiller, who tags Throneberry, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ashburn scores. Neal scores. It's 2-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is called out on strikes. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ashburn. Alou moves to second. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller takes first base on ball four. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Coleman scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford fires to first and picks off Cannell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keene for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hiller moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haller strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants won. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford strikes out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cannell is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Haller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hickman out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford fires to first and picks off Ashburn. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants won. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou bunts towards first. Thornberry fields the ball and throws to Miller covering. Safe. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haller is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanford covering, for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda juggles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport pinch runs for Ed Bailey. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keen takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. Davenport moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davenport scores. Hiller moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hiller scores. Mays moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. Mays scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 4, Mets, 4. Carl Bowles pinch hits for Matty Alou. Carl Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Bowles now playing left field. Don Larson now pitching. Ken McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Joe Christopher pinch runs for Ken McKenzie. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Christopher moves to second. Bob Garibaldi now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Ashburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mets. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla bunts towards the mound. Garibaldi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Roger Craig now pitching. Rick Hershuer now playing third base. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Bob Garibaldi. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hershuer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.